This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes at the hour. Yes, you have found yourself listening to the brilliance of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and the brain of Doug Steffen, which isn't so bad either, on the DJV program. The first day of September is upon us, so this is a pretty exciting, sensational month for a lot of people. Some think it's the best weather of the year. Fall in New England, for example, although I haven't noticed any, thank heavens, any leaves changing color yet, because they just grew out, it seems like, 15 minutes ago. But we do have the autumnal equinox to defer or release us from summertime during the course of this month, so that's kind of a cool thing. The only bad thing is it leads to wintertime. But one thing at a time, please. Let us deal with today, and today only the beginning of a wonderful month. It is 9-1-20, and so we're here to accommodate all of the discussions and the thoughts and the musings and whatever it is that will focus us on the day. The year has been, I don't have to tell you, right? It's kind of a weird up-in-the-air day, a year, and maybe some of that stuff continues. The president has signed an executive memorandum on payroll tax deferral. So what does that mean? Let's get to Jennifer and see what she has for us on that and some of the other things going on in Washington, because she loves to follow that beat.
Well, this is actually the executive order that President Trump signed weeks ago about deferring payroll taxes. So what happened yesterday is that the IRS just issued guidance on the payroll tax deferral in the last couple of hours. So basically it's supposed to take effect on September 1st. So that's today. Companies can stop. So this is not mandatory. Companies can stop withholding employees' payroll taxes beginning September 1st. But workers are still on the hook to pay the taxes by the end of April 2021. It only applies to individuals that are earning less than $104,000 annually or no more than $2,000 per week. The rules are 3 weeks after this executive order was signed back on August 8th, giving workers a temporary tax holiday, a move that he said would help households weather the coronavirus-induced economic recession. Now, critics, including some Democrats, some Republicans, have argued that temporarily pausing payroll taxes is an ineffective way to boost the nation's economy because it does nothing to aid the millions of out-of-work Americans who are not receiving a paycheck. But all employees and employers right now have this choice to pay a 6.2% payroll tax on wages, which is capped out at $137,700. That money would go to Social Security. Right now, an employee earning the same amount, so take this example, basically, $50,000 a year would pay $3,100 in payroll tax, and they can defer that until the four-month period, I guess, basically over until the end of the year, essentially, and then it would kick back in. So according to the White House, they say it's an immediate $1,200 back into the pockets of Americans when they need it the most. And $1,200 back, I guess, is pretty sizable.
Between
for some
now
people.
And the end of the year, the $1,200.
Correct.
Bucks,
is that exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, there is some people are going to think this is great. Some people
he says, well, and part of it is it. There's a part two of this. So he says that if he's reelected, he's going to terminate the tax so that you don't have to pay the money back next year.
Ah.
So he'd abolish the debt, essentially.
Vote for
but
me,
he can't do that. Well, he can't do it until January.
Yeah, but that's an obvious kind of.
But also, the president doesn't have the power to change tax laws. Congress can only do that. So I'm not really sure how he's going to get around that one either. That seems like kind of a promise that he's going to have to work with Congress in order to make that happen.
Well, it'd be like the original executive order, which is that if Congress would want to challenge him, They absolutely could. But which congressional person is going to come forward and do that because they know it, how it hurts the American worker? So it's the same thing that happened with the executive order that he signed 3 weeks ago. Who's going to challenge it is the question.
Well, I'll be interested to look at the Trump MAGA committee and see what they have to say about this. Meanwhile, so one hand says, all right, we're trying to help you individually. So where is the, what's on the business? People are talking, Republicans want you to know that their business favorable, or are they really? Remember, I've talked back and forth. I'm in the radio business, so I know and I follow what goes on in the radio business. And if this is an example of how they expect to get votes out of people because they're intelligent when it comes to what they do with rules and regulations for business, they're not going to get very far with broadcasters. You'll recall earlier in the year I talked to you about the FCC wanting to increase the fees for broadcasters. And I'm talking about substantially increasing fees for licenses, things wherever they have to deal is a fee for this and there's a license for that. And so it's the same in every business. You got to pay fees in order to get your license. So the commission is now, they announced yesterday, they're moving forward with their planned increase for this year. Now, all the broadcasters have argued the fee increase doesn't really reflect what the media actually is doing. The business is way off, 40-50% in some circumstances or more. So you're going to whack people who own radio stations, whether they're big or small. Many of the stations that carry this program, for example, are sort of mom-and-pop operations, and they need all the flexibility to pay their bills that they can have. So the FCC coming around and just saying, oh, too bad, tough, you're going to pay more. What kind of stupid thinking is that in this era when we're supposed to be trying to help people stay in business? It just makes no sense whatsoever, and back to the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. It is, it's inexplicable. Find this whole thing to be just beyond what makes any sense. So, all right, next government thing. FDA may authorize vaccines before there is a before the trials actually finish, before there's a real test. The FDA commissioner made the comments in an interview. He told Financial Times that he would be willing to grant emergency authorization. Is it up to him? Is just one person? Is that how this works for a vaccine? One person says okay. So is this a decision made just before the election? Again, back to politics in this. He said the legal, medical, and scientific standard for the vaccine, where the benefit in this circumstance outweighs the risk. Okay, maybe it does, but is he the only one who
doesn't
make that decision? Emergency authorization would be given before clinical trials are over in order to vaccinate groups of people who are at high risk. Well, if there's no negative side effect, that's
fine. But
how
do you know if the clinical trials haven't even happened?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
I don't know. I know you and I are on the same page with this. I think all three of us are. I'm not looking for a vaccine. I just want more treatments and more therapy.
I think, unfortunately, so many people are because they've been
but
sold.
It's an election ploy, Jennifer. It's an election ploy. I mean,
I think it's more than that. I think it's much deeper than that. I think people are afraid to go outside of the house because they've been told that they can't go outside without a vaccine. So I think it's way deeper than just the election. It's the fear that's been pounded
and
into people's heads.
And so bogus because the whole business, the whole problem is diminishing greatly, and every day the problems go down. So anyway, I just it is what it is. I don't care because I'm not getting the shot either, as Victoria said. But
my mom said that too. Mom is considered high risk, and she said, we were talking about this yesterday, and she's like, there's no way I'm taking a vaccine unless it's been proven. She said, why would I want to give myself the virus? You know, even if it's done like a traditional vaccine where it's not like an active form of the virus, but
actually,
then how else can you
have any virus? This isn't going to have any virus in it.
I don't think there's anything harmful that really is going to come from it, actually.
The virus is supposed to just amp up your immune system. That's the one that they're working on right now. So that's why, remember we talked about, and I said that would be the only one that I would take because I feel like it can't do any harm if it's just ramping up your immune system. But I think because the virus has changed and mutated so much, and because it's going to be pushed along, there are lots of vaccines that are being worked on right now. There isn't just one. But the one that they said they have the highest hope for is one that actually just boosts up. It's like a super booster for your immune system.
Yeah, your immune system, right. So let's just spend a minute thinking about it. The thing about this last night, the silver lining to all of the stuff, the impact of the coronavirus, the positive things that have come out of it. I'm wondering whether these things, any or all of them, apply to you. We hear every day about the death and the job losses and shutdown of American life and stuff. But there are, this summer, plenty of examples of families who went out and hiked and biked and played and just hung around with each other more than had been the case before. Meals, you know, seemingly better. So I think if we didn't have television and internet to tell us how bad everything was, then you might think, I've discovered something about my family and what I like to do with my family. How many parents and how many people have thought that? I wonder if that is something that you've gone through. I think about it. There have been a lot of trouble. We've lost people and been tough for families, but I wonder how much on the other side of it you've been brought together. And I ask that sort of in a rhetorical way, but I think about the time, Victoria, you've spent with Lewis, who's been there. I think you've more sealed the love that you have for each other because you haven't killed each other. You're both working out of the house.
Yeah.
It seems like the pictures I see of you on social media, the two of you,
we're lucky.
Happy.
We talk about it a lot. We feel very fortunate. We have some other couples, friends of ours, who also feel the same way. And then, mm-hmm. There are no one that we know personally, but you see a lot of stories of a lot of divorce happening right now.
Right. Yeah, you do. But I just think it's kind of a cool thing to think about it in terms of we're really on the downhill side of this, and thinking about it that way just kind of brings us, I hope, to a better place. We've all had our tough times with it. As you said yesterday, I think you brought out you or Jennifer that brought out how really safe it is to fly now, traveling, the hotels.
According to some new studies, it's a lot. It's not as safe as it was pre-pandemic, but it's safer. If there's no middle seat booked, then you have a 1 in 7,700 chance.
Yeah.
Which is not like, those aren't like fabulous odds, but it's better than what we thought.
Exactly. And now that all of this, I think nobody's going to tell you with any credibility this wasn't a problem, hasn't been a problem, maybe still isn't a problem to a point, but it is far better than was the case. And as I think about in my own charming way, it's the way I looked at it, I just think we've done ourselves a disservice, but let's dig ourselves out of it and get back to some form of normalcy using common sense and, being cleaner and thoughtful about stuff with regard to others isn't a bad thing. Speaking about being thoughtful about yourself, time to buy one and get one free. The huge sale at Calitrin goes on. This is a Labor Day thing. Labor Day's next Monday. Can you wrap your head around that, boys and girls?
Pumpkin season.
Yep. Right, the pumpkins are out at the nearby farm near me.
And the pumpkins are out, too, which is cool.
Yep, pumpkins are ready. So, the folks at Calitrin want to reach out to you and have you go to toploss.com and look at the various stories from people. You can, by the way, use capsules or a liquid when you're using the product to lose weight. There's so many hundreds of examples. 86% success rate on this puppy. The utilization of collagen as a protein to help build your body back up again. That's really one of the secret ingredients. Well, not so secret because, it's explained there and I explain a little bit as I have time. But really what I have time to do is underscore that you can go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, don't have to pay for shipping. You can buy three and get three free. Get on the program, stay on it for 6 months, and guaranteed you'll lose weight and keep it off or your money back. That's at toploss.com. 21 past the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back with music in this hour of the DJV program. Doug and Jennifer and Victoria, 23 after the hour on this Tuesday. Here's Cher. Who doesn't recognize Cher? Is she universal? Do you think younger people know who Cher is and like Cher? When I say younger,
I don't know how young. I don't know.
Yeah,
but what's the cutoff? Who she is.
What's the cutoff point, do you think, for people liking Cher music age-wise?
I don't know. If you're in your 20s and you're gay, you know Cher. But I don't know about straight people.
Okay. Cher has some strong words regarding the Free Britney movement. She said people making money off Britney's career are essentially treating her as a cash cow and not looking after her best interests. I think that probably is pretty obvious. Cher tweeted that she believes Spears worked hard and was the golden goose for a lot of people around her. She concluded her first tweet saying, in part, "Someone who doesn't want anything from her should look into her doctor." One fan replied to Cher, noting how much Spears works. Quote, "She's been working here in Vegas doing show after show after show after show," they wrote. "If she can work day in and day out, she can control her own affairs. It's sad that they're taking advantage of her, and the court should help free her from these greedy family members." There may be something to that in my mind, too. Cher says everybody in Vegas heard stories. She also questioned on Twitter, excuse me, why Spears continues to work, excuse me. There. This is a good song for this story, in a manner of speaking, you think, yes?
Yeah.
Anyway, Britney's been under conservatorship for, 12 years now, after she had that mental breakdown? Jamie Spears, the sister, called the Free Britney movement a joke, denied he is stealing from his daughter. "All these conspiracy theorists don't know anything. The world doesn't have a clue. It's up to the court to decide what's best for my daughter. Nobody else in business." Is that true?
people should stay out of this, I think. I mean, everybody thinks it's really cute to watch her go crazy on Twitter and Instagram. I think it's sad because clearly something's not wrong. And she thrives under her dad. She doesn't thrive when she's with these stupid boyfriends of hers that seem to get too much control.
Pretty awkward situation.
Or when she's running her own affairs, it doesn't seem to go that well.
All right, so that's the story we're going to share connected to Britney. Now it's Mariah Carey that we focus on. And as we enter September, it's Christmas time.
Might as well start now.
I feel like, put the tree up now. Like, I don't even care anymore.
Well, there's a couple of radio stations. Remember, we've talked about this. A couple of radio stations have converted already to Christmas music.
I'm okay with that. It's happy.
For a magical Christmas special this year through Apple TV, featuring her in a starring role leading a story about bringing the world together through music and dancing and animation. A lot of special guest appearances in this thing as well. So, why not? Why not? Certainly it would be built around. This is the 25th anniversary of this song. All I want to know is have a Christmas with you. I get my own lyric line. It's
clearly.
Far. Excuse me, you don't like my lyrics?
You're going rogue.
Yeah. She's had a YouTube special before, a couple of Hallmark movies. Is this the season for Hallmark movies, too? I wonder how they did. You know, last year I think there were, 30 different Hallmark music and movies for Christmas. But have they been able to produce any of them this year?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Because
they normally film them in the summer.
Right.
And they normally do a lot of them in Canada, too. So I'm not sure what their rules were.
Yeah.
My friend Tucker, who's going next week to Canada to film his series Debris, said that they're quarantining him for 2 weeks. So they fly up on Monday, and they can't start shooting for 2 weeks because everybody, when they come to Canada, gets quarantined. So that might have been the thing that killed. Because a lot of those movies, they made them in 2 weeks. They were two and done, if you will. All right, but it's nice to hear this song for a change. Mariah Carey on the DJV program at 28 and a half after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The shocking allegation, defense attorney Eric J. Nelson, lawyer for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, said the late George Floyd was the victim of an overdose rather than a police homicide. Authorities charged Chauvin with murder in connection with Floyd's death in May, which stemmed from an altercation involving counterfeit money. In light of the allegations, Nelson is now requesting a judge to drop all charges against Chauvin. An attorney for one of the other officers involved in Floyd's death also says body cam footage shows the moment Floyd reportedly ingested a lethal amount of drugs. Nelson filed a motion in Hennepin County, Minnesota District Court alleging the prosecution has not shown probable cause in charging Chauvin with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Judge Peter Cahill will address Nelson's motion in a September 11th court hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The National LGBT Chamber of Commerce endorsed Joe Biden for president, saying the former vice president's commitment to signing the Equality Act would empower and protect LGBTQ entrepreneurs and business owners. They also said the Democratic candidate would guarantee non-discrimination protections that assure them equitable access to capital, particularly during the post-pandemic economic recovery. A federal judge blocked U.S. Customs and Border Protection employees from conducting the initial screening for anyone seeking asylum, dealing a setback to one of the Trump administration's efforts to rein in asylum. The nationwide injunction will likely have little, if any, immediate impact because the government has effectively suspended asylum during the coronavirus pandemic, citing public health concerns. The Trump administration argued that designated CBP employees are trained comparably to asylum officers at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service offices, another agency within Homeland Security. A tweet from a new bride brought the first sighting of ailing Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in months, officiating at an outdoor wedding over the weekend. The photo of the 87-year-old Ginsburg, who announced in July she has been treated for cancer, shows her during the wedding ceremony of Barb Solish and Danny Kazin, friends of Ginsburg. Solish noted on Twitter that both she and her husband tested negative for COVID-19 before the ceremony. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And they're paraphrasing genre of the times we're in to contemplate the next half hour of this program. All right, folks, let's get going. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight. It's a simple way, no toxic, nothing. Check toploss.com to see how the program can be a really good way for you to get yourself into shape and feeling good about yourself. The unknown with regard to Breonna Taylor, this thing sort of has gotten a new look. Last two or three days, there have been a lot of people that, you know, there's the predictable stuff here, Victoria, the stuff that that sort of bolsters what the police say. Look, she had a bad boyfriend, or used to. And, you know, okay,
bad ex-boyfriend,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good reason to shoot somebody.
Right, totally.
Some of the ex-girlfriends I've had there, maybe that's there.
Oh, you'd be a dead man.
Right. I might be. So, anyway, I don't want to turn this into a worship service for Breonna Taylor, but I still think she's, my own brief look at this is that she got the short shrift, is that the expression, under the circumstances, she ought not to be dead, but she is. But so,
of course not.
There are people trying to...
I don't think anyone can justify that she's dead, why she's dead. So, but the sort of new development in this is that there was a document leak, and it showed that prosecutors basically tried to smear Breonna Taylor's name by offering her ex-boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover, who was actually the target of the arrest warrant the night that she was killed. They arrested him elsewhere. He was not at her home, but that's supposedly why they went to her home. They were looking for him. Somehow they found him that same night. I guess they had multiple warrants. I don't know what the full story is. But they found him, and they found her and her current boyfriend in her apartment. The way that they did it, you know, it was a no-knock warranty, or warrant, I mean, no-knock warrant, but they still had to announce that they were police. There were certain protocols that they didn't follow. That's still under investigation of how the actual... arrest warrant went down. But this new document leak shows that prosecutors, a month after she was killed, that prosecutors tried to get Jamarcus Glover, the ex-boyfriend, who was a known drug dealer, not a good guy. We're not defending him at all. He's separate from this. But they tried to basically get him to say that she was in on this drug trafficking ring that he was involved in bringing drugs into Louisville. He actually denied it. He said that she was not part of it. The thing that's really interesting, it could have turned a 10-year sentence into just probation for him. That was the deal they offered him. Now, granted, remember, this is a month after she's already been murdered. And so then they give him this incredibly generous deal and say, hey, you know what, you're just going to get probation if you say that she was in on dealing drugs with you. I give the guy credit, because I think that's pretty tempting for anybody, especially after someone's already dead and can't dispute it. I give the guy a little bit of credit here that he turned that down and said, no, she was not involved in dealing drugs. It was flat out false. So the attorney for Breonna Taylor's family said, quote, the fact that they would even try to represent that she was a co-defendant in a criminal case more than a month after she died is absolutely disgusting. And I think everyone can kind of agree on that. The sheriff's department came out, the attorney general came forward saying that this document leak was, quote unquote, not helpful, of course. this is still under investigation. No one has been charged with her death yet. But the fact that this guy, you know, clearly, like I said, not a good guy, and she got rid of him, I think, several times over. He was her boyfriend in her early 20s. She was 26 when she was killed. He kept calling her. I guess she posted bond for him in 2017. She was not with him at the time, but, you know, relationships are complicated. I don't want to pass judgment because we've all had bad ex-relationships. Not like this.
Yeah, but a known drug dealer. I mean, she shouldn't be dead, but obviously if you're in a relationship with the drug dealer, that's...
I think that's why she got rid of him, according to what her family and what the attorneys have said. That's why she was no longer dating him and had the new boyfriend. Either way, her ex-boyfriend's past or current whatever he was up to has nothing to do with her and should not equal a death sentence for her. And so I don't know where this is going to go from here, but this makes the police look really, really bad, because this is like they're trying to cover up. They're trying to create a reason as to why they were there that night, a real tangible reason as to why she was dead. They claimed they were looking for drug money in her apartment. They found no money, and they found no drugs when they searched her apartment. So it just...
Well, I mean, it seems
like
to me it's not... I mean, it doesn't seem to me that it's brain surgery. It seems to me that the ex-boyfriend used to live there. I mean, look, from an outsider perspective, and people know more details than I do, but it sounds like they knew that the guy used to live there. They thought
He used her. He used her phone number. They didn't think that he lived there. He used her phone number as a contact number when he was arrested, the most recent time that he was arrested on drugs. He
for
used
whatever,
her,
but
her cell phone.
Here's
number.
What I think. I think they thought he was there for whatever reason. They went to the door, then the gun started blaring from the inside because her boyfriend used the gun. They got into a fight, and they killed her, accidentally. And instead of just coming forward and saying they killed her accidentally and moving on, it seems that it's
cover
just
up
being
time.
Made worse. Right, it's just being made worse. But it's not like, you know, the thing that really ticks me off is that there are a lot of narratives out there that the police are just walking through neighborhoods hunting black people, and that is not the case.
I disagree with that. I think in some circumstances...
Oh, Doug, give me a break.
Places.
Do not start spreading the narrative that people are out there hunting.
There are people in some small little towns in southern states. It's so disliked. Go back and watch the movie 42. What's his face that died the other day? What's his
Conrad? It's an amazing Boseman movie. I saw it. But tell me the people today that are going through neighborhoods hunting black people.
I think there is still a lot of, and maybe
it's
not.
A
I'm
false
using
narrative.
That term.
It's a dangerous narrative.
There is still Ahmaud Arbery wouldn't a lot be dead of, if those
not by police
rednecks.
Officers.
Angry
well, it's an ex-cop.
People.
The idea to vilify the cops that they're out there is not doing
but
any
you can't
good
say all
anybody.
Well, you can say what you want. All cops are not good and all cops
I
are not
bad. That all cops, I don't think and all cops are good, but this dangerous narrative, one that now you're actually pushing along.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that in some cracker places in the southern part of this country, even some neighborhoods in Boston, which is probably the most racist city in the country, there are people who would be happy to do what they could to end the lives of any and all black people that they come across. That's just the way they think. Whether it's 2020 or not, that's the way they think. I've come across them. I know them.
Okay,
so
if you walk up to a house, and let's just give, for God, I know this is really tough, but let's just give the police the benefit of the doubt for like 10 seconds.
I'm happy
they,
to give
they
the
think
the
they got this
that.
Wrong, and they and the, I, look, I
why
think
are
they should
saying
admit
that
they
though?
Got this wrong. Exactly. That's part of what I'm saying, is that they should just admit to the fact that they were at the wrong address. But yeah. Here's what happens. They go up to the house, they think they're going in to get a drug dealer, and then shots start being fired at you. What are you going to do? Stand there and wait for
well,
it? Or
but
are you
but see, Jen, though, but here's the thing. You defended that white couple who had their guns out because of the
I know.
Protesters. So this was someone, the
look,
boyfriend shot at the cops because someone broke down the door
deploying,
of their apartment. So
deploying,
you're the one who's always saying that you defend people to have a firearm to shoot at someone who enters your home.
Did they announce themselves
they did
when
not
they
announce,
went through the
they
door?
Did not
they
announce.
said that they announced themselves. And that's,
so
that actually is that's yeah. the sticking point.
There's no
so
body
did they announce
footage.
Themselves
so,
or not?
This is
if they
this conversation.
This
conversation
they were shot
is a great example of what the problem is. The police are not perfect, but they ought to be better in many circumstances than they
and
are.
Instead of coming
because
up with so many
up
what
to
ifs,
scrutiny,
talk about what really happened. You know.
Well, in that circumstance, it still isn't clear. But you're probably right. There are more story. There's more than meets the eye or meets the ear. But what I'm saying is that there's no such thing as perfection. But in some circumstances, Jennifer, there has to be a better way of doing this. And look at the mess that Kenosha is in now over a very questionable shooting. The guy, you know, gets shot in the back seven times or whatever it is. There's no way on good God's earth that guy should have been shot, in my estimation, seven times in the back. And that kind of stuff, that visual, that video, gives people more reason to think, wow, what are the... They, and then they put them into
it,
this big overall category of the police.
Right.
And it is that's not fair, but still, in this circumstance, this was way beyond what needed to be in the circumstance
and that's
as it presented
true.
Itself.
That's probably true, but no one knows. See, this is what happens, is that we all just rush to judgment based on one video, and we all do. All three of us have rushed to judgment. We didn't look at the other videos. We didn't know what the police was going through. We didn't know that they told him not to move. We didn't know that they knew that he had a weapon. We didn't know that they knew that he had a warrant that he hadn't shown up for, and that one of the things in his warrant was that he had weapon possession charges. We didn't know all that. We just passed judgment. So you have a couple of different things. Number one, your narrative that these are white cops out hunting black people. That could be number one.
I didn't
number
even say
two,
white cops, but the, yeah.
Number two.
I didn't even say cops.
Be,
I just said there are a lot of people.
That this was a police officer who thought they were going to get hurt, and so they deployed the weapon, and maybe they deployed it too many times in the spur of the moment, made a bad choice. Or maybe three, this was something that was
happening.
Clean.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's not over and over and over again, though. It's that these images get...
It is. It's every week.
The George Floyd thing. No one ever... Yeah, and no one ever gives the complete story. I don't think, and you guys
well,
know
George
we
Floyd
about
should
it.
Have been treated
yeah.
the way
listen,
he was.
No. Would you just let me finish?
Yeah,
because
go ahead.
This is important. There is no reason, nobody on the planet has questioned that this was a misuse of force with George Floyd. But has anybody said that had he not died at the hands of the police that day, he would have died of an overdose? That's why he couldn't catch his breath, because he had so many drugs in his
system. Then let him OD on his own.
But nobody,
this is the problem
the point
that I
is,
have with this white
the point
narrative.
Is,
all this what about
this
ism
a,
that
this keeps isn't a white
up.
Narrative, Victoria. This is about people not giving all of the facts. And so we have to know all of the facts instead of just choosing which ones we want to hear. And it's really dangerous, not just for you or for me or for
but
for
here's the other thing,
walking
Jen,
on the street.
Is, I understand
we're
that, but you just called Doug. But you just called Doug out for saying that, you know, he is creating a narrative or perpetuating a narrative that cops are out hunting black people. Okay,
yeah,
so that narrative, I understand that. But how is that any different or less harmful than what Trump is saying, that black people are storming into white suburban neighborhoods and they're going to take over neighborhoods? It's the same fear-mongering.
Actually,
it's not dangerous.
It's not
black
Americans
Trump
that are... No.
Okay.
But you're mischaracterizing it. It's not people saying that black people are storming neighborhoods. It's this
Trump
group that is
that.
Taking over. There is no law and order. These cities have gone to crap because they won't have any leadership that will actually implement the law because they're afraid. They're afraid of being called whatever the name is that they're going to be called, racist or whatever it's going to be. You think what's happening in Portland is justified? 90 days
no.
in a row of violence?
No. Nope.
I mean, give me a break. People
no,
shooting
not
at.
Long time. Yeah. No.
People
I'm just
shooting
saying,
at
if you're
each gonna, other.
If you're going to present that false narrative that and defend what Trump is saying about people taking over suburbs and he's scaring people into voting for him, white people, how can you honestly say that what Doug is saying about black people feeling like they're being hunted is any different?
Look, people can feel however they want to feel. I'm telling you, the reason they feel that way is because they're being pushed a dangerous narrative.
And the reason black people feel that way that they do right now is because so many black people are being shot 7 times. Breonna shot 5 times, 8 times at the guy running away from Wendy's in Atlanta. I mean, I don't understand.
Every single one of these. Every single one of these things should be investigated. I don't believe that demographically these things happen more to black people than to white people. White people are killed all the time in my neighborhood. And we should talk about police using force in appropriate ways.
The stats don't show that, Jennifer, though, around the country.
There are no stats. See, that's the lie. There are no stats about this. There's not a national database.
There is in my neighborhood or neck of the woods, there is. All right. Today's American Chess Day. Game of strategy and skill. Chess is played the world over by young and old alike, often called the game of kings. You can play chess the good old-fashioned way with another player in person, or now the computer to get your opponents from all over the world. The game of chess started in the year 600 A.D., or on or about that time. The first recorded reference to chess shows up in a Persian manuscript. And then in 900 A.D., nearly all Muslim class, well, this is sort of a class thing, the chess masters are the winners, if you will, when it comes to technique. They're perfecting a technique of chess. From around the year 1475, 1500 in there, rules for the games we play today are developed. And in 1950, Alan Turing wrote the first chess computer program. Anybody here play chess? Ladies, you play chess?
I used to.
No.
I used to love it. I've forgotten it. I'd have to do a refresher course.
All right, television news. NBC announces This Is Us for a premiere November 10th. See, I think this is what's going to happen. Tucker's show that I was talking about earlier is supposed to be on right after Thanksgiving. That's when they're going to premiere. In the meantime, by the way, I heard yesterday CBS All Access, pretty much all of their shows, are going to be in the fall lineup. Did you know that? Did you hear that?
No, but they should be.
Yeah.
Should be.
Right. Yep. So anyway, with This Is Us, a two-hour episode, as it premieres, finds the Pearsons dealing with many of the same pressing issues viewers are, like Black Lives Matter. So for some reason, I thought this show was going off the air.
No, this
obviously
is a huge hit for them.
I think they actually renewed for 2 seasons already, so I think this is a 2-year renewal.
Yeah. All right, what's on tonight, Jen?
Oh, how about, my dad always tells me to give him something good. I can't find anything good for him, so he's Super Nanny.
Right.
Lifetime
Super
Nanny.
There you go.
He says, I can't find something I'd like.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
On the rise, interest in technology always going up, up, up. 53 after. This is Tech Talk time on the DJB program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Studying those damn Russians now,
mm-hmm.
and what the Russians are trying to do. These bastards, man, they're all over the place. And the fact that anybody
Russia loves that there's so much focus on China right now because
they're getting away with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
The latest here in technology?
And there are a lot of intel officials in the intelligence department here in the U.S. who have said that. You know, I know how, but taking politics out of it, but whoever, you know, started to push that narrative that it's not, that Russia's not interfering with our elections or not attempting to, it's just flat out wrong. They are. And this is another example. A 27-year-old Russian national has been criminally charged for offering $1 million to a person, an employee, in return for them infecting their employer's network with malware. Now, the federal prosecutors say that Igor Khrushchev, who's 27 years old,
think he's Russian?
met with this unnamed employee on multiple occasions to entice them to install the malware that would steal data from this unidentified Nevada-based company. So the group behind the attack the plan was that they would pay $1 million to steal data, and then they would demand $4 million in return for the information. So they'd profit $3 million. A criminal complaint unsealed said that the malware would be custom developed to spread throughout the company's network. Now, they have not named which company this is.
either this is a biotech company or this is a straight-up tech company in Nevada. I'm not sure. We don't know yet. Clearly, the company doesn't want anyone to really know who they are because that would send the stock plummeting. But for it to work, prosecutors say that the group said it needed the employee to provide information about the employer's network authorizations and network procedures. Then they would have used a thumb drive, USB drive, into a company computer, and then, or employees, if they clicked on an email, this is why I'm always telling you, do not click on stuff, because this is a very simple, easy way to have malware put onto your computer. And that's literally what the plan was. This Russian group was going to have this, they were going to pay the employee $1 million. He was going to take this USB drive that had malware on it and stick it into any one of the company's network computers. Within 6 to 8 hours, the malware would have spread fully throughout the entire network. Luckily, they got this employee came forward, went to the cops, and then the feds got involved, and they busted this guy before this could happen. But this is the kind of stuff that's happening all the time. The reason that this Russian was not able to execute this himself was he tried numerous times, but he could not get through the firewall of the company's network servers, so then they decided the next best thing, find an employee, make friends with the guy, and offer him $1 million. So who's not going to turn? I mean, luckily this employee didn't go forward with it, but that was the plan, was to just pay this guy off. And that's a similar thing that happened at Twitter. Remember a couple weeks ago that huge Twitter hack? That also went through an employee. So this is the thing, when people are offered a lot of money, they kind of figure, well, it's a lot more than I'm making at this company. Luckily, this guy had some scruples and did not go forward with it. But you can see it makes a lot of people vulnerable, and a lot of companies are vulnerable, and their data is also very vulnerable, because once an employee who has the rights to do this sticks a USB drive into a computer with malware on it, it's game over. Yeah. So luckily, they were able to head this one off at the pass.
Here's another TV recommendation app with Bingy.
The Geek Out. We've seen this many times. Apps or websites made for viewing recommendations. Why? It's kind of a holy grail. All of that user data for viewing habits could be worth a lot, but so many have come and gone because they've never quite picked up the critical mass in users. Now we have Bingy, another attempt at marrying a user's video history with their social media to build a community. Bingy claims its recommendations are built exclusively from friends or people you follow and cuts out all the extraneous non-viewing content. In other words, no politics. Bingy helps you search for content, tells you where to find it, and then begin discussions about it. Again, it's all stuff we've seen before, but Bingy is out now for iOS. It's free, and we've tweeted the details over at The Geek Out.
This is your last chance at summer savings with Dell's Labor Day sale. Get up to $300 off some of the newest XPS and Alienware computers powered by Intel Core processors. Plus, save on tech like Samsung TVs, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, next up here is a focus on Netflix and the TV shows that are going to be free.
Yep, Netflix is doing a promotion to show original TV shows and movies, including the Oscar-nominated Two Popes and the Sandra Bullock thriller Bird Box. They're now available to watch free without a subscription. You can watch Stranger Things, Murder Mystery, Boss Baby, Love is Blind, Our Planet, and Grace and Frankie. Go to netflix.com/watch-free.
The Two Popes is a very, very good movie. You'll like it a lot, no matter what your religion is. It's a fabulous story. Well done.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.